On the line with SBI Media now, Director Darren Westby, Director of the Wyoming Department of Transportation. We're catching him on a Sunday afternoon after a busy weekend dealing with a major slide on Teton Pass. Director Westby, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, as always, for all your help getting the word out to the communities that get impacted by some of the fun stuff that happens on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, Mother Nature's pulled one on us over there on the pass. It's kind of a slide, a fault, a drop. Could you describe what we have over there?
Yeah, well, we had a couple things going on. First, we had a little bit of a fault, and it dropped about 4 inches and right in the middle of the road. And so right on the big fill is what they're calling it. And so they watched it and they monitored it. We ran the geologist up there, and he was taking a good look at it and said, yeah, we can fix this. We'll just monitor it. And so the crews, our local crews, got up there and did amazing work to get that patched and secure, and then opened it back up, because that happened right around mid-morning, and so we were really concerned about what was going to happen for the afternoon commute back, or the evening commute back to Idaho. And so they busted it and really went up there and did a great job of getting it back open, and then they just continued to watch it. And about the same time, that late evening, we had a mudslide go through just a couple miles up the road. And that mudslide came down and probably put about 4 foot of, silt on the road. And so the crews were actively working that. And then they were monitoring the fault. And that thing slid another 4 inches overnight. And so they really were concerned. And unfortunately, the road was closed the whole time, or fortunately, I should say, because it was, from a safety perspective, was just starting to become pretty dangerous. And so they kept watching that slide go. And then at one point, I believe it was Thursday or Friday, gosh, my days are going all together now, but the fault was going about 2 inches an hour.
Wow.
And you could literally physically watch that thing drop. And so then later on that afternoon, it really went. And then the original slough that kind of went off was at a pretty good angle of repose, meaning that it came off kind of at a steady angle. And we were all pretty confident that, well, if it stays this way and it's structural, we could probably continue on with our efforts to rebuild that bypass. And then the second slough went, and that thing just went completely vertical. And that made it really unstable to even be around it, not knowing exactly what's going to happen. And so the crew, we mobilized and got an emergency contract with Evans Construction up there in Jackson. And they were working on a plan, working on a solution to get that going around until it became unsafe and we pulled him off for a little bit. And then so, of course, just like everything, our geologist went home thinking that we had a plan and everything was good. And then all heck broke loose. And so he turned around and came right back. And he and the local crew, the local engineers, have been working around the clock to come up with an alternate solution in hopes that, all in all, we can get at least an emergency road cut in as quick as possible. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to, it's not going to be as quick as we'd all love, but they're, I guess, just for some confidence, just know that the team, the engineers and the geologists, are working around the clock to devise a plan and an engineering set to make this happen for that whole, that whole area up there. And we understand, I guess, what I want everybody to really know is we do take everything that's going on and the impact up there very seriously, and they're actively engaged and working, like I said, around the clock to come up with a good solution to get people back commuting.
Appreciate that. It has been a difficult few days sorting all this out, and then Mother Nature keeps coming back with one more challenge. But it is a regional area. Teton Valley commuters into Jackson, that route, they will now have to come around and go through Alpine up Snake River Canyon. That means they will be joining the Star Valley commuters. Do we do anything special to address all the new traffic in Snake River Canyon for the commuter hours morning and night?
You know, I think we're just going to have to show a lot of grace. Everybody's going to have to understand that you're going to have probably, you know, 5,000 to 8,000 cars on the road more than you normally do, because they're going to have to go around one direction to get into Jackson. So that's about, I think they're looking at about an average daily traffic is about 8,000 cars. So that's not insignificant, and we appreciate the impact that that's going to have. But I guess I'd ask for a lot of grace with those that normally use that commuting route, and know that it's just going to be a little bit more crowded for the short term.
Very good. On the line with us, the director of the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Darren Westby, speaking to us on a Sunday afternoon. Director, anything you'd add as we close out here?
You know, all I'd say thank you to the community. I've been on the phone for probably the last 2 days straight, just with I can't tell you how many calls I've gotten for support, requests for, or not requests, but asked if we needed any help. And from Idaho counterparts and DOT over there to the local counties, surrounding counties, and our legislative partners like yourself reaching out saying, what can we do? And then I'd just like to throw a huge shout out to all the staff. Our local guys up there in D3 have just been working, like I said earlier, just round the clock to try to come up with solutions and make repairs and do whatever they can. You got John Eddins there, a D3 district engineer, Peter Stinchcomb, Bob Hammond, Stephanie Harsha, all those people. They deserve a huge amount of credit. James Dayhill, our geologist, that have burned up the road between Cheyenne and Jackson. Just the mental giants that we have on this are impressive, and pretty proud to be a part of this team. In the governor's office, you know, Sarah Dorenzo and the governor and Erica Ligursky, you know, they've just all been awesome on getting that emergency declaration out in record time. Got word back that they've seen it, the federal's seen it, and they think we're on the right track to get some of that emergency funding. So we'll see how the applications go, and hopes that we'll see that coming through as well to help financially make this thing right. So I just it makes me feel good as a Wyoming citizen, a public employee, to know that in any crisis, people really rally behind us like the true Wyoming way. And so really proud.
Thank you, Director Darren Westby, Wyoming Department of Transportation.